This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The World Organization on Animal Health is reporting the first confirmed cases of bird flu in poultry on the continent of Africa. The infected birds were found on a commercial farm in northern Nigeria. Joining me with more on this story is NPR health correspondent Richard Knox. Good morning.
Good morning.
Give us some of the details you've been learning this morning.
Well, what we know is that there is confirmed H5N1, which is the Asian strain of bird flu that has infected, you know, tens of millions of birds in Asia and now most recently in the Middle East. It has been confirmed now on a poultry farm, a rather large commercial poultry farm in northern Nigeria. So far, there has been no indication that humans are infected, although there is concern that people who work on the poultry farm have been exposed to the infection.
And these are chickens, right? And are they being destroyed?
Yes. Are chickens. This is a very large operation, something like 46,000 birds. And so far, we're told that 40,000 have been killed. Presumably, that's what they do, is they cull chickens. They kill the flocks in which any virus has been found. So that is being done.
And again, is this the same strain of bird flu that has been circulating in southern Europe and Asia?
It is, yes. It is H5N1, which is the scientific designation for this dreaded virus. We don't know the subtype yet. They're very eager, and they're doing tests now. It probably will be available later this week to indicate whether it has subtle genetic differences from the virus that comes from Asia and from most recently in the Middle East. The reason that's important is because it might tell scientists where this came from. Currently, they think that it probably got to Nigeria with through wild birds in migration, because there doesn't seem to be any commercial poultry trade between Asia or Middle East and Nigeria. But they need to know where it came from, and the subtype will tell them that.
And wild birds would be a real concern.
Officials have been very worried that that migratory birds would convey the virus from Asia to Africa, and that is apparently what has happened, but we're not sure yet.
Are there any indications that humans have been infected, as we've seen in several countries so far, infected in Africa now?
Not so far. That's a great concern. They're going to be testing humans in this poultry farm where the birds have been infected to see whether there's been any infections. Clearly, humans have probably been exposed.
Richard, thanks very much. That's NPR health correspondent Richard Knox. The first confirmed case of bird flu has been reported in poultry in Africa.